Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It's Sybil Wilkes with what you need to know. Today, it's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Number one. During his most recent campaign stop, President Joe Biden announced a revamped plan to bring relief to those who are drowning as a result of student loan debt. Last June, in a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled against President Biden's original $400 billion plan to cancel or reduce federal student loan debts for millions of Americans. Under the president's Plan B presented Monday, more than 30 million Americans will see their student debt reduced or eliminated altogether. Number two, the national debt is a contentious issue during this presidential election season. Democrats think it means the government is investing in the country. Republicans say the government's role is financially irresponsible. However, as the sole issuer of its currency and the U.S. dollar being the leading global currency, the U.S. government can never truly go bankrupt. Read about that in the newsletter. Number three, polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, is a hormonal imbalance condition that occurs when the ovaries produce excessive androgens, which are hormones that contribute to puberty, reproductive health, and body development. According to the Office on Women's Health, this complex condition that affects millions of women, and it disproportionately affects Black women. There is little research as to why more Black women are affected by this condition. Up to 75% with the condition remain underdiagnosed. Number four, during a news conference, South Carolina women's basketball head coach Dawn Staley was asked whether she believed biological males should be included in women's sports. Staley said, "If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion." According to the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio, only 34 trans athletes have openly competed in college sports. However, there are more than 500,000 participants total in the NCAA athletics. Number five, Sade Kalina Robinson has been missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin since April 1st. The 19-year-old was last seen near the area of Pleasant and Commerce. Take a look at her picture in today's newsletter, and if you have information about Sade's disappearance, please go to the Black and Missing Foundation website. Here's your daily inspiration from Yogi's Jewels. Personal respite care breaks are necessary to maintain a positive outlook and a peaceful mindset. So inhale personal respite care. Exhale stress. Whew. Join me today live on YouTube and Facebook at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central with producer Stephen Hill, comedian Myra J., and activist Quinn Townsend Riley as we discuss today's top headlines and more. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed. Be empowered.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.